The question comes to you, whom do you listen to? I remember that growing up in public school, I had to listen to my teachers. In day-to-day life, I listened to my parents. Later on, I listened to my wife. And now in this part of my life, I listen to my daughter. There are other authority figures that I listen to, my boss and leaders in my community and my nation, but there is one voice that we should all listen to. That is the voice of God. According to history, the ancient Athenians were a polytheistic people having many gods that they would worship. It is much like the ancient Egyptians and the Romans. When one believes in the one true God, they could see for themselves that the polytheistic culture of these ancient societies were created by man's will. We will read this morning in the book of Acts, beginning in verse 22. The Apostle Paul addresses this issue with the Athenians. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious, for as I was passing through, considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." The location of Paul's address was at Mars Hill, which would have been something of a hallowed place for those ancient Athenians. To them, Mars was their top dog god, the one that ruled all the other gods in their world. Notice that he talks about their objects of worship. He did not call them gods. He called them out for what they were, objects. In this section, following the one we just read, we see that Paul explains the nature of our Lord, the ones we are to listen to and follow the will of. It says in verses 24 through 26, he speaks that God made the world and everything in it. Verses 27 and 28 state that we need to be looking for God. Verses 29 and 30 state that God is something not crafted by men. Verse 31 talks about our repentance. But what was the outcome? Let's go back to our text and start at verse 32. When they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed. Among them was Dionysius, the Areopagite, a woman named Demarius, and others with them. We see that there are many who did not want to hear about the truth. But Paul was able to convince a few to follow the will of the one true God. What did it say about those who follow the will of the one true God? They became believers, fellow heirs of the kingdom of God. Before we look at our next proof, we must consider who Jesus is. In John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, they read like this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." And then we continue on reading at verse 14: "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Using those three verses together, we can conclude not only was Jesus a man, but he was also God at the same time. Let's move into Luke chapter 22. We read of the time when our Savior Jesus Christ was praying on the Mount of Olives. Let's begin at verse 39. "Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.'" In the 42nd verse, we see that Jesus is asking for God to take away this cup. He is praying for his physical salvation. But how does that verse end? Jesus said, "Not my," or rather, man's will of his, "be done, but the Father's will be done." Jesus Christ, our greatest example, lights our way again, even in his darkest moment. May we be followers of the one true God and not of man's will. Thanks for listening and have a great day.